This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You are a member of your household and only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Howdy.
Hello, everyone.
Hi. Who wants a treat?
Who doesn't want a treat? That should be the question.
Who wants a treat? Here we go.
Let's come start again.
Right?
From coming out of the record.
Please.
Play the record, okay?
We've heard this.
Please.
Please. Virtually our entire adult life.
Boy, this is f***ing ponderous, man. Ponderous. F***ing ponderous.
Classic.
This may be new to some of you, old to some of you. Are you ready for some brand new Casey Kasem Station Slug outtakes?
Yes, please. Casey Kasem?
Casey Kasem.
For you younger people in our listening audience, was the host of American Top 40 for 1 million years.
Mm-hmm. He was Ryan Seacrest before Ryan Seacrest was Ryan Seacrest.
Exactly. Right. Mm-hmm.
And he's a guy who had a lot of composure.
He was a very nice man.
Yeah. Except when they would piss him off.
Yeah.
Are you ready for some real, real goodness?
Yes, please.
Is this new rave out, new old rave out?
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. From
Casey Kasem going mental again?
Back in the day. It's about 4.5 minutes. It's a wonderful treat.
Great.
Enjoy.
The countdown will begin tomorrow afternoon at 2, right here on 97 Fun, where the music... The countdown will begin this morning at 9, right here on WMNS 13... God damn, what a call letter. Let me do it again. The countdown will begin this afternoon at 1, right here on the entertaining 1410 WHLN. That sucks.
Yeah, tell me a question.
WKRM. The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with your where we are getting involved with you.
We know it has that internet Darth Vader sound effect to it, but let it roll.
Good content.
It's too good.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. The countdown will begin this afternoon at 2, right here on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you. You're listening to American Top 40 on WKRM 1340, where we're getting involved with you.
With you.
Go through and cut them again, just saying WKRM
1340. Oh, WIGY and WJTO. The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Maine's most listened to radio station, I'm not going to say all that How do I know they're the most listened to station?
Well, I'll take their word for it.
Okay, like he cares.
Say right here on...
No, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? I don't... Okay. The countdown will begin this... The countdown will begin this Saturday morning at 9 and again Sunday morning at 9 right here on Radio W... Oh,
right,
right,
Casey.
Here on what? On...
Right here on WY.
All right. Wait, WXLO, New York. The people. You're listening... What the f*** is this?
As if you're talking as... remember like we did...
Here we go. WRLD. The countdown will begin this Saturday night at 7 and again Sunday evening at 5 right here on WRLD 1490 Radio Lynette, Alabama. Jesus.
Right, Casey.
All the WRLD radio stations.
The countdown will begin this Sunday afternoon at 12 right here on Center County's most popular radio station, WRSC Radio 1390. This is Casey Kasem inviting you to join me for American Top 40 immediately following the Trailblazer game on 1390 KSLM Salem. Hey, what the f*** am I doing? Promos inside the f***ing game? This is Casey Kasem inviting you to listen for American Top 40 immediately following the Trailblazer game on... This is Casey Kasem inviting you to listen... This is Casey Kasem... WDHP. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2 and again Sunday afternoon at... your favorite music radio. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2, and again Sunday afternoon at... and again Sunday afternoon at 2. The countdown will begin this Saturday afternoon at 2, and again Sunday afternoon at 2, right here on WDHP-FM, your favorite music radio. Oh, f*** it.
You're right.
Bullshit. Your favorite music... No, your favorite music radio. FM, your favorite music radio. That's the way it's got to be read.
Didn't know.
Let's do it again. You're listening to American Top 40 on QT, WQTW, La Trobe. It's getting set for Westmoreland County. What?
Exactly.
I love La Trobe getting set for Westmoreland County.
Getting it set.
What the f*** does that mean?
Well, there you go. That's
Hi, this is Casey Kasem, and I got to tell you, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
The Don and Mike Show.
There he is. Casey Kasem.
The man, Casey Kasem.
Wonderful human being, really.
I'm just not feeling too parky, but...
Mage!
Hey, what's happening, Mage?
Mr. Phelps, I see under interest, so you've written debit?
No, that's the butt. The butt, yeah. And also, I like tennis.
What did you think of that tape, Simon?
I thought the performance was verging on grotesque.
Yes, me too.
And Regis, what are you hanging around with?
I better bring my rubbers.
Well, I better do that all weekend, Regis.
Why do you have rubbers, Regis?
I guess the word is anal.
Shush.
Shush yourself. Here's a good one.
Yeah, I'm registered in this class.
What class?
This is U.S. history. See the globe right there?
Really?
May I come in?
Oh, please. I get so lonely when I hear that third attendance bell ring and all my kids are not here.
Sorry I'm late. It's just like this new schedule's totally confusing. I know that, dude.
Mr. Spicoli.
That's the man they gave me.
You're ripping my car.
Yeah. Hey, bud, what's your problem?
No problem at all. I think you know where the front office is.
You dick!
Joe.
Oh, hi, Joe.
Hi, Joe!
I'm on a phone call.
Let's pick a phone, and let's call that hotline today!
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. See, there's no singing, it's just... Ba, 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 ba,
one big intro.
I'm the oldest man in the world.
Hey, I'd say I had a buzz.
Being careful, it's very important to me because I have genital herpes.
And I don't.
There's Buzz laughing at the misfortune of others, as always.
I think he misremembers.
I think so too. I'm a big head.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Don and Mike.
Hey, well, thanks, big head. And
hi, everybody.
I tell the world that I love you. Welcome everybody.
My midnight confession.
Shush.
Welcome.
And I tell the world that I love you.
I thought the performance was verging on grotesque.
Thank you, Simon.
Boo.
Boo. Shut up, I'm talking.
Boo.
It was grotesque from the homosexual boy.
Hi there, cats, kittens, Don and Mike Show, and it's Wednesday, and phone number same as it was yesterday, 877-365-3636.
There it is.
Mike.
I'm here.
Listen.
Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. The man they call Yastrzemski.
Yep.
Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski.
Carl Yastrzemski
is
a fag.
No, don't ruin it. Play it again, please, and don't talk.
No, that's
come on,
it.
I was really enjoying it.
That's it.
Oh, rats.
Just a tear.
Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. The man they call Yastrzemski.
Yes. Carl Yastrzemski. Carl Yastrzemski. He's a fag.
There it is. That's old.
There's the Yaz is a Fag song for you.
That's real, real old. It is not the Yaz is a Fag.
Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hey, the Midnight Confession, the song you were playing at the beginning, all I could hear was the drums and bass. I don't know if there's something wrong with the equipment or what's going on.
Are you listening to an AM or an FM signal?
I'm here in D.C. Got an FM signal.
Right. Okay, well, listen. The word is duh. It's D, then U, then H. That was a version of the song that has no words.
Okay, never heard it before.
Now, wait a minute. You heard the music,
though. That's kind of why I like playing it, because it has no words. What were some of that other, like, that Motown stuff that has no words to it?
Karaoke version.
That's right. It's great. There weren't supposed to be words.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
It was an instrumental bed.
Do not adjust your set.
What the hell are you calling us for? This is. We told our listeners just the other day.
Don't correct us.
Especially when we're not doing it.
I wanted to correct you. I thought there might be something wrong with the equipment. You never know.
That required correcting.
Everybody just wants to help. Hold on. Like, for instance, right here.
Yeah, the equipment's perfect.
What about this?
See? The Supremes didn't come in and sing.
Hey, Donna Mike. You must be having a technical problem. I'm not getting the vocals on this song.
There are those female vocals that normally come right in on this song, and I can't hear them.
It must be a problem with your equipment. I didn't want to call to actually help the show. I just wanted to call to say, hey, listen, guys, something might be screwed up, and that's what I love doing, is calling right at the beginning of the show.
Because I am a pathetic ass.
Well, that's the kind of guy I am. Because I'm looking out for you guys.
Right, yeah.
Because I'm a fan, right. And I want you to know.
I love the show.
Oh, he hung up.
I love the show, but I didn't want to do anything productive for the show.
He never does.
Hi, listen, I was wondering. Listen, this is going to contribute in no way possible.
Did you know?
Did something blow up in your studio?
Yes, we have a magic button that just erases the vocals.
Because we want to ruin them.
Mm-hmm. All of the songs.
Our goal.
That is the goal.
Janelle, let's sit back on a good-looking Wednesday. How you doing? It's a station everyone can agree on. It's not too hard, not too soft. My name is Al-Qaeda. I'm here with my friend Albania.
Hello.
And my other friend Alabama.
Hi.
And this is song that got no words right now for that dumb guy. That guy just called.
Hey, listen, guys. I was listening to that song you were playing. I don't know who the artist is, and I don't know what year the song was recorded, and I'm not sure what the title of the song is, and I don't know what your show is about today, and I don't care because I'm not going to call to, like, participate in any type of discussion.
No.
I was calling because I can't hear the words, and I know normally there are words, so my question to you is, can I F up the show?
Tell me, what is my life? Without these calls, tell me, who am I without my balls?
The only vocal I heard was something about a guy named Yaz.
He's a fag.
That's all I heard.
That's what they say.
That's what you say.
Of course, fag's an ugly word, so now we call him gay. He's a big lug. I feel like a thug. And
when you drink your beer, you put it in a mug.
And Buzz sometimes wears a rug. What is my life without? Well, anyway, yeah, there's no words there.
Not really.
And that guy that called was a bug.
Hey, Don. Well, Robbie.
I didn't hear any vocals.
And Carla's dog is a pug.
And please. Don't call them. Say, well, I kind of heard the vocals.
You know, because they weren't there.
They're mixed out.
Right.
They're mixed out.
Pugs can hear it if they're from New Zealand.
We're back to that again.
Only pugs can hear it.
Hello, Beluga.
Let's see what's happening here. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike. This is George calling from Modesto. I just had a quick question. Will I get my Cody Banks backpack when Don leaves? And Mike,
did you get that at all?
I did not.
I take it you won a Cody Banks backpack?
A long time ago.
It still hasn't
have
arrived.
Not received it.
And did you want me to do the bass thing that I do?
Yes.
You mean the
I love that.
Did we actually give away a Cody Banks backpack?
What is your last name, George?
I bet it was a Cody Banks prize pack.
It was.
My last name is Felix.
Hold on one second.
Rob's checking.
Yeah, that went out on Thursday.
Did?
Yeah, you should get it soon. And remember, all complaints must be submitted in writing.
Wait by the mailbox.
All techniques in the one.
But what about the Sisterhood of the Traveling Cha-Cha Pants book bag that I was supposed to get, too?
You know, in a roundabout way, this would be another...
Now, wait a minute. That's not Cha-Cha Pants. That's the Ya-Ya Sisterhood.
This would be another complaint, in a way. The consumer's calling to say, where's the prize?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, don't you know, the prizes are all made up.
It's all fiction.
Just play along.
Everything is made up.
From the time you were born, did you ever change addresses? Did you ever move?
Yes.
Oh, there you have it. There's the reason.
Well, we have the old address.
Hold on. I got it. What's your Social Security, please?
What?
There you go.
He almost did it. Hey, you just came up with a new way to stop him. We're going to need your full Social Security number.
Well, won't stop somebody from going 555555.
But still. Well, now you just told them how to do it. They're not bright enough to figure that out on their own.
Right.
You know, they'd figure that out like from the movies where their number is always 555-2487.
I was watching Jodie Foster in The Brave One, and they used a real weird phone number. A very strange, not the new 555. It was a definite sequence of numbers that I hadn't heard before, and obviously very well thought out.
Huh. Maybe I've seen that movie as well. Maybe even like a different area code.
Yes.
That looks like a real area code.
Yeah, very strange. A lot of phone business in that movie.
And, of course, here is Professor Spiewak for his first lecture of today's show. Let's welcome him now.
Thank you, students.
Rob's topic will be whatever it is Mike was just talking about. Rob.
Yes, go ahead, Rob.
Didn't we discuss on the last season of 24 that they were using a phone number that sounded real, and if you dialed it, you got a 24 message? So I think sometimes they do stuff like that.
Thank you, Professor.
Class dismissed.
Class dismissed. Hot for the teacher. Disorderlies.
Rob, the reason I didn't answer you is because I really don't think that's the same thing. I don't think the one in The Brave One was the same thing they did on 24, because I think the one in The Brave One, the phone number they used was just this very weird sequence of numbers that does not amount to a number you could dial.
The 24 one was, in essence, like a
promo number.
A built-in gag if you actually stopped it and watched it.
And that's the gag.
There you go. And that's the gag.
You will always be my Brave One.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate that. Right back at you, fat ass.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, what's going on with you?
Hey, I just want to let you guys know that there's nothing wrong with your equipment. The show was just pre-recorded in a high tone so that everybody's dog could hear the show today.
Okay, arf arf. Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
I hurt.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
This is Morris Jones calling you for the last time.
Oh. Is that a promise?
Stu Palko's giving me oral right now.
Oh, God. Well, you had to wait a long time. How long has she been doing that? And I don't mean today. How long has she been doing that on a regular basis?
Every day for the last 5 years, Don.
5 years.
Are you also the Mike Landis guy?
Yes, sir.
Wait a minute.
Mike Landis, come to the phone right now. Don and Mike, this is Mike Landis.
It's the same guy. I know.
Hold on a second. The right now was not convincing.
Right now. I'm talking to you right now.
Yeah, maybe it's the guy.
Who else would memorize this douchebag's little line of shtick, huh? Right.
Come on, Don. I love you.
I love you, too.
Don, I love you, Don. I've lived
through
you for the last 5 years.
Goodbye. Forever.
Goodbye. I love you.
Goodbye forever. Please continue to call Mike.
I will never, ever call you again, sir.
Okay, promise is promise.
Hey, Mike.
No. I don't even want to hear it. I don't even want to hear it.
Love you. Love you. Love you, Mike.
Morris, you don't want to hear the love, Mike.
Stop. Jesus Christ.
Don.
What?
I love
what?
You.
What, Morris?
I love you.
Okay, get out of here. Hey, you queen.
He's a stain.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, Don.
Yes.
That was a great beginning of the show, the montage without the vocals, because it lets you hear the vocals that you're putting in it.
Absolutely. Thank you.
And it's great.
Thank you, Mike, for grasping it. Thank you.
And his body just was not going with him.
We filled his pills with sugar.
Yes, sir. I'm here.
Great job, too, buddy.
Thank you.
Irvin out.
Irvin, that was almost like a nickname. Mm-hmm. Irvin.
Although it might not be a nickname.
That was Irvin name. Magic Johnson. Steve Irwin. No, it wasn't. That's Irvin.
Stick with Magic Johnson, because during the All-Star game, or the dunk contest on Saturday night, I swear to God, he was doing the laugh, like when he had his talk show.
Uh-huh.
And all Magic Johnson said over and over, the dunk is back! And then he would just be screaming that same laugh.
Did he do the Randy Jackson thing that he's doing this year, though, where it's like, yeah, 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 yeah. Hmm. Yeah, yeah. You could, if you isolate that, you're going to get about 50 in a row per show because that's his new thing. It used to be dog. Now,
well,
it's, yeah, yeah, yeah.
They're calling him out on it now. What's her name? The Pill Popper called him out and said
she was pilly last night.
He didn't say dog, but man, if Simon
was doped up last night.
Simon Cowell, so great. You're grotesque when he said to the kid that looked like Peter Frampton, my God, you're grotesque, you're pale, you need to get outside, you need to get some sun, you look ill. It's beautiful.
Noriega, beautiful. the same name as the dictator from Panama.
Yeah, and nobody puts anything together with that.
No, nobody says anything, because
like
it's American
makes a
Idol.
Joke about it, right?
Just like the controversy over the cute little 17-year-old who's just so gosh darn surprised every time they love him. I wonder if he was gosh darn surprised when he won Star Search, too. I hate that kid now more than anybody else because he won a cup. He knows he's good. He's known he was good since he was 10 years old.
Here's the problem with the American Idol, okay?
Yeah.
Just when they told us and they fooled us to think that all these people were talented, they got a couple of little sassy lads.
Yep.
Sure. They got a couple of little, you know, minor league homos.
Sure.
On the team. Minor. And they were both the guys. Well, they're not old enough to be in the majors. They both were the guys that sang the Elvis songs last night.
Right. Right.
And my God, were they awful. Were they awful? But did you hear when the black guy for Cheesy, when he said back
for
to
Cheesy,
when he said back, Simon Cowell says something to him like, your outfit is awful and
right.
ridiculous.
And then the guy gave him lip.
He throws back, well, it's better than the black and white Charlie Chaplin look that we've got going over here.
Yeah, he didn't want to hear it. But the kid that I don't like is, I think his name is Archuleta, and he's the professional stage kid. And they did a cutaway. This is how closely I watch American Idol. I went back and looked at it on TiVo, and Carla told me to shut up when I was doing this. They showed the parents, and the dad looks like every Little League father you've ever seen that had the best kid on the team, and he has that look like, yeah, I know. Yeah, I know he's good. And I went back. Did you see who I'm talking about?
Yep.
The cocky, hump-stained dad who's back there, and he's looking at the kid, and the kid's, you know, the kid's like, oh, gosh, gee, I guess, well, you know, when I won Star Search, I guess I thought I was kind of good back then. And then the father's in the audience chewing gum, and he's going,
yep.
Yeah, that's my kid.
The dad just wants it to be Thursday.
Right.
He's ready for that. Yeah. He's done with this.
That's right.
But not my favorite dad last night. The guy who sang first,
I know who you're
his father
about,
looked
yeah.
like Azamat from Borat.
Azamat.
And they love showing him.
Oh, he does look like Azamat. I think an uncle, though.
Really?
Because I think his backstory is daddy left when he was very, very little. It might be a stepdad.
And somehow I feel gypped that the guy who I think most people will agree won last night is from Australia. And even though he's lived over here for a while, it's like American Idol, but we're outsourcing it. The best guy.
Right.
And they compared him to the guy that Buzz has based his life after, the lead singer of NXS, who liked to...
died due to autoerotic asphyxiation.
They compared him to that guy, to Michael Hutchinson. Is that his name last night?
Hutchins, yeah.
Hutchins.
That's the guy that they compared him to. The whole thing last night, I mean, there are several guys that I like, but I really, the kid that I don't care for at all is just because I can deal with the people that even had record deals before that might have fallen on their face, but it's the professional stage kid. It's Annie. We've got that Archuleta kid is Annie.
Well,
he's the little stage brat.
Unfortunately, he's got more talent than the other one, so we've got to get through, you know, our junior brides on the male side.
I look forward to that. There are a lot of them that are easy on the eye.
The one kid. No, by junior brides, I meant the women.
Oh, Danny Noriega?
Last night. Yeah.
And the
is
one,
his name
I think Danny.
Is it Danny?
And the kid that looks like the young emo Phillips, the kid that's got tons of attitude and just cannot suck enough, although looks like maybe he could suck enough, if you know what I mean?
I know who you're talking about. Are you talking about the, well, there's Danny Noriega, who is obviously.
The two queers, in my humble estimation, that's
right.
A wonderful, gentle word.
Yes.
The young boys who like exploring other things with boys are the kid, tall, gangly. Dirty hair, the one that kind of had the attitude and moved his hair like a girl at the end and thanked Jailhouse Rock.
That's Danny Noriega.
That's Danny Noriega.
Oh, is that really?
Mm-hmm. That's Danny Noriega.
Man, I thought song. Danny Noriega. He's a pro?
No.
No.
Who's Archuleta is the pro.
Archuleta's so many names to Archuleta's, remember.
Archuleta's the kid. They kind of has. He talks like this. I'm so excited.
But then he really is, I think, maybe the best singer in the competition.
Didn't he have a throat issue that he came through?
Allegedly.
Oh, yeah.
I don't trust anything about this kid right now.
He sang Shop Around last night.
Yeah, and he was really, really good. But then they showed
I thought he sucked. I hated that Shop Around. It sounded to me like what they say. It sounded like bad karaoke.
Well, they all kind of liked him, right? They all liked him. Simon didn't torpedo the guy. The kid you're talking about that played with his hair was the one that Simon referred to as grotesque.
Ah. Yeah, and then there's the other guy.
There's the blonde kid that's a little light on his
that's
feet.
That's dirty
too.
In the same, like, unwashed way. Who, again, dirty. When they told him that he was no good, looked at them incredulously and was like, well, what? Are you kidding me? Well, like, I was born to be on this show.
Oh, the theater boy.
Yeah, I guess
yeah,
so.
Yeah, theater boy.
Yeah.
I guess
the
so.
The blonde kid.
Yeah, now
with the anus eyes.
What do you make of the chap who sang Moon River?
That is the stupidest song choice, I think, in the history of American Idol.
My jaw dropped.
If the two young, Light the Loafers,
right.
if they weren't there, he would be the first most effeminate one
yes.
to be voted. I mean, the guy's 28. He looks like he's 17.
Yeah.
And he picked Moon River.
Moon River.
Moon River, which was a suck song when it came out.
It is. And it's so simple. And he looks like a retarded Osmond.
You picked an Andy Williams song.
But yeah. He gets the pass because, and they slipped it to us. God damn you, American Idol. You told us in this 24 we weren't going to have any rejects. And then we got at least two of these guys. Mm-hmm. Do we get rid of two of them tomorrow?
We get rid of two guys and two gals on Thursday night.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has
they're
to.
Gonna, they're going to get them out of there.
Oh, it'd be sweet if it's the two young future-to-be men members of that organization.
But I really feel that this year on American Idol, I am going to be sorely disappointed because the kid that I already hate the most is going to be the most popular male singer. He is.
This is so exciting.
I think it'll take him so far, but I think it's going to be like that little kid with the glasses.
Yeah, I think you got to watch out for Cheesy.
He's gone.
You got to watch out for the guy that sang the Nilsson song only because he's got those penetrating eyes. He's like a male Catherine McPhee.
You know, when
women
he
will vote for him because he's so dreamy.
When he sang the Harry Nilsson song last night, I actually got it and put it on my iPod. And when I was downloading it, I actually brought Carla in because I said, you have to hear the way this song is sung properly.
Should
she recognize
be, right.
it. I mean, he blew that song so badly. When you take a song like that and and what was he doing? He was like, everybody's talking up.
But it really doesn't matter because those eyes.
Piercing eyes.
Those eyes that cut through and penetrate. He's one of those pretty boys that knows how to play right to the camera.
You know, but we have our Constantine this year, too. I mean, I feel very strongly about
the fake rock guy?
Not the fake rock guy with the bandana, the bartender with the weird hair.
Yes.
And he just thinks he is God's
gift. Oh, the guy with the dreads?
No, not the guy with the dreads. It's the guy with the colored hair that had he's the bartender, and he's got kind of the...
What's the song, Robbie?
He sang Happy Together, and remember, he started it slow.
Oh, yeah,
and then
bad.
He picked up the mic stand because he's a rocker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right on.
And he looks... He holds his nose up in the air. He literally holds his nose up in the air.
There's an element of this that I'm really... I mean, we're watching it, but when we talk about it, we sound like idiots.
Yeah.
Really, we just sound like this is a meeting of the Nuts and Bolts Committee.
Well, it's American Idol.
We're just
Idol.
The nuts waiting for the bolts to show up.
Well, this isn't the McLaughlin Report. It's American Idol we're talking about here.
And, Don, it's getting good.
I'm passionate about it because there are cheaters among them.
Yep.
There are lowlives. And I hope that we have our controversy sooner than later. And I hope that it's that little, is it Danny Archuleta or whatever his name is? Or
David
Archuleta. And I hope I hope we find out that he like tortures small animals. I truly
you
do.
May.
Because that whole, oh gosh darn, I hate it when they know they're good and they react to the judges like, I'm just so goofy surprised.
He's
back in his hotel room going, I am going to kick their ass.
I do believe he's the only one that had that attitude last night.
He's the only one that had that attitude. The rocker bartender guy that held the mic stand kind of had that.
Here I am. Okay.
See, yeah. I identified that as stupidity.
You might be right.
On the part of the guy that sang Happy Together, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, yes, it could be.
Maybe he's too dumb to be pompous.
It could be.
You mean he's too dumb to not come across as being pompous?
Yeah, I don't think he realizes.
He doesn't know how to play it? Is that what you're saying?
I really think he had to pick up that mic stand last night to balance himself.
The stupidest contestant has to be the Moon River guy. If you watched his package that precede his singing, he's a moron.
He's the one that has the little kid, right?
Yeah.
The little alien and kid doesn't know where in the front
it came
row?
Doesn't know where it came from.
Wow.
That was the luckiest lady in the world on the phone, Don.
Oh, my girlfriend.
Yes. And she wanted to report that she saw on the Fox News channel that Danny Noriega purports to speak alien.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So
like speaks, what's
like
her name?
Celesta.
Anne Heche.
Anne Heche, okay. Yeah. Right.
Hope Fox News keeps us posted on that.
So that'll be good, right?
Yeah, that's Fox. Yeah. And she heard that, was it last night's
breaking
news
or what?
I bet she's watching Fox News right now.
And she should. You stay informed that way.
Fox 330 News.
The 330 cast.
The 330 cast.
I'm Shep Smith, and that's your BJ.
Yeah, sure. But it won't happen again.
Won't happen again.
Jenny from the block.
Hello there, Don and Mike Show. How goes it?
Hey, what's up, Don and Mike? It's Russell.
Hi, Russell.
Hey, man, I had a question for y'all. I heard y'all last week, man. It's the first time calling, man. I think Mike was talking about breaking a sale, and I couldn't for the life of me figure out what that meant. Can y'all explain that to me in the most sensible way you can for the radio?
Mike, fortunately for you, as you know, I am half black, so I will tell you that
you can understand what was said.
What the cat on the phone was saying was that
the audio was very difficult for me to hear.
He would like you to please explain what you meant when you were talking about breaking the seal on a fat chick.
Oh boy, that's hard to go into detail. But
was
I can
that
only...
it, my brother?
Right, man. It was hilarious, man. I just couldn't figure out what you were talking about, man.
All right. Breaking the seal is all right. I have to say this in. And I have to stay legal when I say it. My buddy who used to go out for big women, I mean big women, like 300-400 pound women, he would you could only partake of that act in a certain style, if you know what I'm talking about, all right? And it would be and when I say that I can move on to say
she's not facing you.
For example, yeah, the movie is Quest for Fire. That's if you want to know what I'm talking about. And because of that, he had to make sure that everything down there was sealed very tightly, because if you broke the seal, if things were to, as the Three Stooges once said, spread out, if things happen like that, then you would be assaulted.
Yes.
By an odor that you would not want to experience.
So don't.
So don't break the seal.
The prime directive was don't break the seal.
I appreciate it, man. I was trying to think of a life. I found that hilarious, man. I couldn't stop laughing.
Don't ever break the seal.
He just said he found that hilarious.
I heard that part. I heard that part loud and clear. And I got excited when it was break the seal.
Uh-huh. All right. Thanks, man. I appreciate it.
You got it.
Now you know.
Break the seal.
There would be probably only one woman and probably not even her. On American Idol, where you'd even have to think about in
plus
terms
size.
Of the seal, the place,
plus
but even
size.
The plus size model is not that large where you'd have to worry about that.
Not enough, my friend. You'd have to go back to years past.
Yeah, you like for example, Mandisa comes.
Say no
mind.
More.
Yeah,
you break that seal and it's
it's hazmat time.
And the guy, the boy with the curly hair.
I don't know what he just said. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. Remember how Clay Aiken got on the show? Somebody lied about their age and got kicked off, and they had to bring back an alternate, and they decided to bring back Clay Aiken. And I think one of those 24 is going to get kicked off for a police record or lying or naked pictures, and they're going to bring back Homeless Carboy.
Naked pictures. Oh, who knows? Maybe you're right.
Oh.
I don't know. That would be awful, wouldn't it?
No, don't bring back Homeless Carboy.
It would just be awful.
Did you see him on Ellen?
I love the names.
He was on Ellen?
No.
Gave him $80,000 worth of musician equipment.
That is what discerns the one guy from the other. The guy that looks like Emo Phillips, not to be confused with the guy who says that every chance he gets, he looks like Ellen DeGeneres.
What do you mean he says it every chance he gets? I thought that was the first time I saw him say it last night.
He said it during the audition. He said it during Hollywood Week.
I see. Maybe I just paid attention to it last night because I laughed again.
No, and that's why I didn't, because it was like, oh, c- Come on, kid. Third time now.
Oh, okay.
Same asexual-looking joke. I got it.
I just paid attention to it. I got a big guffaw when he said it. In fact, he became my crowd favorite as soon as he said that. I didn't know he was repeating it. He's cheating, too.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. That's right.
He's cheating, too.
He's rogering it up.
I think he misremembers.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
You know, when you say rogering it up, it makes me think of something about Mary. Come on, Mary. How about I'll give you a good rogering.
Hello. What's happening?
Not too much. What's going on with you guys?
Hey, what's going on?
We're wading through the quicksand known as your live telephone calls.
Hey, the American Idol, what is with Paula this year? I swear that girl cannot put together a complete sentence anymore.
Yeah, you know what? It's a totally new phenomenon that's just happened this year.
Really?
In every other season, she's been totally lucid. Together. Mm-hmm. Please.
Sorry. You're doing your Middle Eastern. You're sorry, chasm.
What did she do last
night? You're doing your Middle Eastern character now. Sorry, chasm.
I am sorry, chasm.
He's sorry, chasm right now.
Last night it was great when she just put her head down on the table.
God, she was pissing me off last night.
Yeah.
And it's not the super doped up Paula. It's the type of Paula we get when you're really right into the work week of American Idol. You know, when she's just not, you just realize how stupid she is.
PWA, it's Paula with attitude. Seriously.
She's so dumb.
She thinks she knows it. And it's great when he calls her out, like when she says something stupid like, you're the colors of...
I know, he's great.
And when she starts rambling with this, he just leans over and says, sweetheart, you're talking nonsense. What color is he? and not skin color. She's talking about aura. She's talking
about... Yes, colors of the rainbow.
The colors that she sees when these guys sing to her.
And when both Paula and Randy are not capable of coming up with a coherent thought, when they're going to do their judging, and really they have more difficulty than anybody should ever have with the easiest job in America. Simon puts together a very, very coherent critique, really organizes his thoughts well, and they attack him because that's what they want to do, because they have nothing of any value to say to these people.
Well,
themselves.
They set him up a lot as well. I'm sure you agree. It's like, Randy Jackson, what do you think? I don't know, dog.
It was just all right for me. It was
like, cowl. What do you think? You know, and then he says they're grotesque, and they jump at him like, oh, hey, Simon, you bastard.
I really think if I'd like to see one thing change on American Idol, I don't mind the contestants getting a little lippy or Ryan Seacrest getting a little lippy with Simon Cowell, but Paula and Randy, back off, because I really do. I think America feels the same way. You want to hear what he has to say, because he is the only one that's being honest up there, and you want to hear what he has to say. Instead, they jump on him, and they only jump on him when they've come up with absolutely lame, even positive stuff to say.
Don't you get the feeling a lot watching it that, and I'm sure you feel this way when you watch sometimes these people sing, you go, was that good or bad? Mm-hmm. Like, that could have been something that, like he says, you would hear in a hotel bar or not. And it's obvious that the first two judges don't know either, because they're non-committal.
They're really not going to dive right in on it.
They're waiting for
really
the guy.
Horrible.
They're waiting for the guy in the last chair to tell everybody what it really is like. You know, dog, it had some ups and some downs. And
I hate it when he's non-committal. And occasionally Simon can be, you know, non-committal, and that bothers me. We want him to really think for us.
Listen, on the other hand, you know, you've got that kid standing up there who says he looks like Leif Garrett and Peter Frampton. Yeah, maybe if they've been on a starvation camp, you know, if they were just on Castaway, and this poor kid is standing up there, and he's just sung Breaking Up Is Hard to Do, which was just so many shades of awful. And the first judge says, hey, dog, it wasn't there, but, you know, you're a good guy. And then she says, blah, 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 blah. And then he says, you're grotesque. You need to go outside. You need to get some sun. You're so pale. You have bags under your eyes. And it turns for a moment when Ryan Seacrest tries to help him out, right? He says, hey, Simon, I know exactly what you're saying, but you're not being a bad guy by saying that. But they don't ever really explain
why he's not a bad guy.
Why? Yeah, exactly.
They don't explain it at all. That's the magic of American Idol. It's very, very frustrating sometimes.
I did feel sorry for the pasty kid.
Yeah.
That's the last guy, I thought, yeah, well, Key Rice. Yeah, he does look pasty. And, God, they're probably hoping he goes, like, to a hotel room and blows his brains out.
Well, you know what one of the disadvantages is? I'm not sure how many.
They'd love that.
How many songs do they have to choose from? I'd be very curious. I would assume it's a fairly significant library of songs that they have to choose from. But they're all, I mean, they really don't know the music from that era. And so that's why you get some really crap choices. Horrible choices.
Off key. And, you know, They probably would love it if someone, not a full-blown suicide, but if you got someone that was so distraught by something that was said or a performance that they, in Hollywood speak, you know, if they caught one of these idols with pills or syringes or something, they would love it. Would shoot it to the next level, I'm telling you.
Rehab. You know, put them into rehab. Be fantastic.
I said, no.
They were also lenient because, you know, one of the Elvis songs wasn't a 60s song. And one by the Three Dog Night isn't a 60s song. So they were really, they said it had to be all
60s. To be honest, yeah. The Suspicious Minds came out in 69, and so did one.
And Jailhouse Rock was 58. So, I mean, they didn't really stick to the rules.
That I don't know. How do you know that? Well, you love Elvis.
Well, I have this Elvis CD at home I listen to.
Was it a hit in 58?
Yeah, huge number one hit in 58.
Jailhouse Rock was 58?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Maybe 57 bleeding into 58.
Mm-hmm. And you know what else I don't like when they sing a song like Jailhouse Rock? There's a lot of parts that I've heard Elvis sing it a million times. I still don't know the words.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, but they've got a part.
And it's like, going to the party in the county jail, the warden says, hey, you don't get no bail. Well, let's rock. Come on, baby, let's rock.
But if you're going to sing Jailhouse Rock, you have to have Nick Snicks.
You do.
You have to have Nick Snicks in there. And he didn't have my favorite. He said Nick Snicks.
And Don's point again, you never want to understand the lyric, Sad Sack was sitting on a block of stone. You just don't want to hear
it. Sad Sack sitting on a something of stone.
How about Moon River?
How about the fact that most people alive, and this is even a dated reference itself, only know that from being the punchline in that awful movie Fletch,
right,
where Chevy Chase is getting the doctor putting the finger up there.
That's right. Nobody would know that song otherwise. I mean, Andy Williams, I saw him. He was on some show, some award show recently, and he was one of the old people that can't read.
Yeah.
And that's how you remember him now. He's one of the old people that can't read. And they, you know, they bring these dinosaurs out there, and they give them the same prompter that the younger actors are going to be reading from, and say, "We'd like to say, come and see me in Branson."
Like, wouldn't you like to say to Fucci to that guy who I think's got some talent? Hey, dude, listen, it's nice you want to pretend to be George Benson. But the song, I Love You More Today Than Yesterday,
yeah,
it sounds like this. Don't sing it totally different.
Right.
You know what I mean?
They don't know it.
If it's a familiar song, and I bet
you got to know the song. I mean, you have to know the song inside and out, mm-hmm, in order to rearrange it. You have to have a knowledge of the original hit in order to rearrange it and make it your own. I really believe that. And most of those guys, they don't do that. That's why they make the song choices. And really, when you get deep into the competition, don't you think on American Idol, that's what makes them or breaks them?
Listen,
I mean, it's all song choice.
And you know what it's about? It's about, they jive this up so much, but it's true. If you get out there and you look like you give a rat's ass, mm-hmm, instead of singing like, going to the party, if you do something as simple as, going to the party in the county jail, you know what they'll say? That was spectacular. You showed energy and stage presence.
Right. Well, that's Danny Noriega that picks Jailhouse Rock. Wasn't that the one that he sang?
He did.
I mean, I would, if they had anybody helping those kids, you know, you had the guy, which song are you going to pick, Danny? Which song are you going to pick? And Danny says,
Danny,
Let me see. I was thinking I'm going to do Jailhouse Rock. No, son, you don't want to allude to the fact that you will ever be in a prison. That really is just, you are simply too Midnight Express to do that song.
Same with the guy who screws up more today than yesterday. I'm like, the poor kid, the kid that will probably off himself. The kid that doesn't get enough sun.
Oh, dear.
Now,
you mean the kid that looks like Robert Plant from 3 Mile Island?
Yeah, he said he looked like Leif Garrett Peter Frampton.
Yeah, okay.
So I agree with you the whole week. You mean he's not sitting every day going, breaking up is hard to do. And someone doesn't just pull him aside and say, buddy, this is your ticket off the show. Please, please. Do you know when the song was out? People hated the song when this was out, when Neil Sedaka sang.
Yeah. Who do you think is going to go after last night? I think your guy that you like, Fricchese, is going to go.
I think it's going to be either the kid with the long black hair, the Emo Phillips guy, the Elvis singers. Both of the Elvis singers out of there.
They're both gone?
I hope so.
Now, one of them was Suspicious Minds, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Okay, and the other one was Jailhouse,
Jailhouse Rock.
Both Elvis ones ago. I say Fricchese goes, and really there's a chance that maybe grotesque Danny Noriega is going to go, so I agree with you halfway on that one. Because I think Noriega.
I like the name that he's Danny Noriega. Sure.
Is it Danny, or am I wrong about that?
Right. Mm-hmm.
I just remember the last name. You know, the great. Is he related to the pineapple from Panama?
Then the two are Noriega and the guy who says he looks like Ellen DeGeneres. Those would be my choices.
Okay, all right. Very good.
I guarantee you that Noriega is safe because he's so colorful.
Yeah, he's safe in that Sanjaya
exactly.
way.
Exactly.
They're gonna like him for a while.
Oh, I hope we hadn't. I was hoping we wouldn't have to say that word this year.
Yeah, well, he's the Sanjaya type. He's the guy that's up there, you know,
the
with his Angelina Jolie lips. Not that I overanalyzed the show. I was watching in a very sick way last night.
We are the biggest queens in the world.
We are. No, seriously, what are we talking about? This and Regis and Kelly Lee. God, seriously, old queens. We got to wear cocktail dresses to do this show.
You talking about Roger?
I think he misremembers.
Yeah. Talked a lot about Roger.
Hello, Donna, Mike show. We talk about porn.
Mm-hmm.
We talk about our genitals.
Yeah, okay.
Hello, Donna, Mike.
You're making me feel better.
We talk a lot about bowel movements.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
We used to talk a lot about bowel movements.
Well, back when we could.
Hello. The good old days.
Yeah, sunnier days, Donna.
Salad Hello.
Salad indeed.
What's happening? Donna, Mike show.
Yeah, and I was, you know, when you say that, I could just.
Hi, Donna, Mike. How are you guys?
Yeah, thank you. Late to the party. I was thinking I could just tell you about my number one, better than any laxative in the world, and it's a potato. It's a sliced potato with the skin that you fry up in the morning for breakfast, and I swear to God, it is better than any product you could ever buy. It's better than any enema you could ever buy.
Really?
It is a bowel cleaning machine.
Sing its praises, Mike.
It is the potato, the great American spud.
Simple
the
potato.
Idaho spud. Mm-hmm. I prepare it in a food processor, thinly sliced with onion and seasonal and Pam. It is not only low calorie, but 5 minutes after I complete my morning repast, I am ready. I am ready, and it's just like, really, it is like evacuating a high-rise building. Thank you. I had to say that because you brought it up. You know, thank you very much. I appreciate that.
I always like, you know, jumping in because mm-hmm. I like talking about BM, too.
It just reminded me because this morning was just so darn good. But I also believe that I jinx myself when I talk about it on the show because I'll brag, and then the next day, for some reason,
you'll be all bound up.
Yes, chemicals will mm-hmm. conspire to bind me up.
Right.
I am in a pattern. I've been in a.
You want to hear what we love to talk about? This is the subject.
I've been in this pattern for a long time, and thank God I'm familiar enough with Janet that I don't necessarily turn on the water,
right,
the faucet when I go into the bathroom first thing in the morning. I now just turn on the fan. Mm-hmm. But when I go in there,
and that's just courtesy,
it feels like, I swear to God, it feels like one of our missile silos. It's like I'm sitting there going, "Oh my God!" And the sounds. Horrific. I mean, and amplified because of the acoustics of the bathroom. And
does she ever yell and comment?
No, she's sweet. She doesn't say anything. Uh-huh. By the time I'm done, she's always out of bed and off to,
okay,
off to
sure,
the other bathroom.
You've awakened her.
But again today, I wake up and it's like, I wake up and I imagine there seriously is a real log that could be turned into newspaper and stuff in there. And I sit down, and all this noise happens, and all this air is released.
Her not being in the bed might be the flight impulse.
And then I go to look, uh-huh, and it's like, there's nothing there.
Oh.
There's nothing. And I go downstairs and walk a little bit, walk to get the newspaper, uh-huh, and sure enough, as soon as I take that first sip of coffee, mm-hmm, it's like, Katie barred the door.
Oh, okay.
Here we go. A mass evacuation. But the first
sometimes one, it can be the lost cartridge effect.
Oh, where it goes back?
Where
goes
you
back in?
No, no, no. Where you actually, it's such a missile that it actually goes into that canal
in the back
of the porcelain, and you don't see it, and you're going, oh, my God, where is it? And it's uh-huh back there hiding.
But that would have to be like a perfect enemy sub.
Yeah, but it happens occasionally.
Almost like a Hunt for Red October thing, right?
Yeah. Well, you could find it, but it wouldn't be a pleasant experience trying
yeah,
to find
who wants
it
to go looking for exactly that?
Well, you'd get a coat hanger.
that's a bad idea.
But
let me just say, that's a bad idea.
You know, she's got to sit through this every morning where it's like, get up, and I still don't let the big one go in bed. That first one, that yeah, you know, when I get up, it's like, hey, good morning. Oh, no kiss, morning breath. Well, I got to go to the bathroom. I go in there, shut the doors, uh-huh, turn the fan on, and I swear to God, it sounds like WW2 is
right,
happening
right
in the toilet bowl.
Well, you're basically, you have a speaker. You've created your own amphitheater.
You might want to think about some acoustic tile.
I don't think they make that for bathrooms, do they?
Oh, they make it for everything.
Anyway, there's nothing like a good one, though.
And I don't really. And if you get a system and you get something that I hadn't had my morning potatoes in a long time, and you got to make them yourself, you got to make them homemade, and it's just delightful, just really, really. You know, and I haven't always achieved regularity.
And I guess my long-winded touche to that would be it's coffee.
Coffee's pretty standard.
When I get up, it's like it feels, oh, my God, nothing's coming out. And then as soon as I sit down for the coffee, mm-hmm. and it's like, again, this is where sometimes the urgency, you can be sitting there if you've not let it go the first thing, mm-hmm. and it gets to be like I've been up for an hour, and you're sitting there.
How many cups?
And I'm halfway through the first cup of coffee.
Halfway through the first cup,
and I will just slam the cup down and run upstairs. And she's actually said to me, why don't you just use the bathroom right here by the kitchen?
Right.
You know, the bathroom that, you know, I was never allowed to use all those years.
Right. And what time of the morning is this usually? This is
like between 6:30 and 7.
A.M. So yeah. And you don't want to use the bathroom off the kitchen because you might have workmen coming over at 3 in the afternoon.
Plus, you know, she's sneaky. She thinks, like, I'm not going to notice that she's left in there a strategic little bottle of some sort of lavender spray.
Oh, how nice. Right.
Now, I know that's not because she's in there dropping deuces all day.
Sure.
It's for the occasion when I guess I've snuck in there, let one go, and maybe she's come down a couple hours later and thought that the mouse trap had caught a mouse or something.
Exactly. Right, right.
But, boy, I had a nice, big, beautiful one today.
So you have a specific place you go.
Yeah, upstairs, back to the main throne.
Yeah. Yeah, mine's too small in my main throne.
And if the timing works out perfectly, I can normally watch the local weather cut in on the Today Show just as it's time for the Rockets to leave.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
Time it real good.
Good for you.
Well,
if you ever have a problem, I recommend the homemade potato thing.
Well, I recommend coffee, even though you have headaches.
I can't do it.
You could do decaf, though.
No, I can't. Can't do decaf. Decaf does the same thing to me. I haven't had coffee in... my God, seriously, I haven't had coffee in 15 years.
Imagine coffee and a potato.
Oh, my God, fantastic.
How was your BM today, Burbank?
Most excellent, thank you. I've been taking fiber supplements again. Ironic, since we ran the Metamucil segment on Monday. But I have been, and you know, to cleanse the system, and it's working great. So, yeah, they're pretty,
working great, Beef.
Pretty incredible, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Massive.
How about you, Robbie?
Blood. Still blood.
Rob, really? Are you still suffering? Are you really still suffering? Is it lifelong?
Unless you get surgery.
Rob's answer was blood.
I feel that's terrible, Robbie. I feel bad for
you. We have a winner. We'll take caller 100. And now, if you have the answer, blood for Rob Spiewak.
I'll bring in some potatoes for you tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe I could use them. Never mind. I don't know what
Never mind. That was going to be really gross, people. Yeah. That was going to be really gross.
Suffice it to say, blood would end up on the potato.
Oh, my. You know, sometimes when you break a light bulb and they tell you use a potato to get it out, the socket, you know, when you shear off a light bulb in the socket.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I don't know why I thought of that when I thought of your condition.
There's nothing a potato can't do.
It really is it's a fabulous product of the earth.
I know why you thought that, because if you talk...
fabulous product of the earth. Yeah.
If you took
and
the...
so are you.
You think the business end of a broken light bulb,
yes,
and applied it to someone's, you would get lots of blood.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Don't do
that. Yeah.
Bleeds, right?
Yeah, it bleeds. So if you put glass in there, it bleeds, right?
Well, it sounds like everybody's pretty normal right now.
Everybody's
doing exactly what they've been doing.
Let's check in on the USS Mongoloid. Hey, Captain. How was yours today, Joey?
Not doing too good today.
What? Have you had one today?
I've had three.
How are they? You mean, are you in some sort of distress?
Yeah, my wife and I have been passing something back and forth.
Hmm. Oh, great.
Write your own punchline.
File that under the category of so glad we asked.
Go back and keep getting food from the area where Joe's sitting, Mike. Where's your Purell?
Right here.
You better just mainline that
stuff. I want to drink it. Yeah.
God. And I hate the smell of this Purell, too.
Really?
Who wants peanuts?
Isn't this Purell the grossest smelling stuff in the world?
I think I know.
Oh, you know what? I'm as guilty. Rob, you're right. I went back yesterday and bogarted some of your peanuts. I probably got it, too. I was eating out of Joe's peanut jar yesterday.
Joe, do you think you got... Is it food poisoning, or do you think you got a little bug?
It's hard to say.
I think that's a topic for the Saturday Night Joe radio show. That's what I think.
Oh, it will be.
I can't believe with this topic you think that Purell is the worst smelling thing there is. It's not even the worst smelling thing in this studio.
And incidentally, if you're looking for the scent to avoid, it would be known as Ocean Mist.
It smells like melon.
Ocean Mist. Is there anything close to Ocean Mist? And you live down by the ocean. It's like ocean ass.
It should be salty.
I'll tell you this. It smells clean.
It does smell clean, but there's something gross because, you know, whenever I have it on, it's when somebody in our crew is sick.
Oh, okay, Mike.
Okay, Mike.
Maybe it has that hospital smell to it.
A little bit.
Maybe that's what it is, that sterilized smell.
It does. Yeah, and I felt a little queasy coming in here today.
Smell of alcohol.
Remember when I was here earlier and I said I felt a little...
Yeah.
And now maybe it's...
And I hugged you.
He's such a carrier. Have you seen his space back there? And I go in there. You don't go in there as much as I do.
I know. I just went back there
yesterday.
He's
a carrier. How much stuff does he have spread out all over the place?
You know, Joe.
Everything. He touches everything. He licks everything. He's like a dog back there.
It's a nest.
Joe, you're not tidy.
Hey, Joe.
Yes, Mike.
Joe.
Did you hear what Rob said?
Yes, I did.
Okay. You never have been tidy. You really should work on that.
No, I'm not going to work on that.
You see, he knows I'll straighten up eventually because it drives me nuts. Uh-huh.
Do you clean up his mess, Robbie?
Yeah.
Have you ever really looked at his station, his workstation back
there's
there?
There's trash and bags.
And I like it because I do steal food from him because he forages. He's like a squirrel back there. If you rifle through the papers, you'll find
food.
A little treasure occasionally. And he's pretty good about his food, like wrapping it up and putting lids on it
clips.
And stuff like
clips.
That. Clips. He's got clips on his Doritos.
But who knows? Under all those discarded grocery bags, you might find a Three Musketeers.
Exactly.
Yeah, or a Baby Ruth.
That ain't a Baby Ruth.
No, yesterday I went through like 8 papers and I found one of those nice packs of Skittles.
Oh, that is good.
Good for you.
Yeah.
See the
party bonus.
And because I found the Skittles, I'll probably be I'll probably have massive diarrhea for the next month.
You'll have something that sounds like Skittles, except you put an H instead of the K.
As long as it sounds like it and doesn't look like it, I'm okay.
And I was like, that's a product. Now, that's a product. Somebody who buys SH Itals.
Oh, that would be fantastic.
From Wonka.
Kids would love it.
Maybe you should fry the Skittles with onions.
Yeah, and potato.
It's Don and Mike's SH Itals.
Hey, pass the Itals.
Hey, same for American Idol. How about who's the SH Idol of the night?
You have to be a totally different competition. Mm-hmm. It would have to be a totally different competition.
In that case,
they'd all have to have sex tapes.
The plus size model would be our winner.
Yeah,
if it was
sure.
If American Idol was decided the way apparently now the show's going, if American Idol was decided by bathroom habits and by number twos, it would totally throw that field upside down.
Trying to think. You're probably right. The plus size. We don't have a big man in the men's category this year.
There's tiny little wafer men.
Well, Fracisi's got a little gut on him. He's got a little roundness to him.
But he's lost weight.
He has lost weight, right.
He would probably have the best bowel movements of all of the men.
Fracisi.
Some of them are like boys.
Yeah, I know.
Would have like cat poops.
Looked like deer.
Big man.
Like deer had
poops.
Gone through your backyard.
Of the judges, of course, Randy Jackson would have to have the biggest, right?
I think Simon Cowell on his day.
Yeah.
On his days, it would be pretty good.
I think Paula.
Oh, yeah.
Don't underestimate.
Yeah, although Paula.
But because of her medical condition?
Yeah, consistency would be an issue.
They might come out one day like little cat BMs.
Yeah, I think it'd be more like something you get at Starbucks.
Gotcha.
If you know what I mean.
And what about Seacrest? Buzz, pontificate on Ryan Seacrest's BM, please.
I'm going to say normal to light, I would say, for Ryan Seacrest.
I would say perfect.
I would say you had mentioned rabbit before.
Uh-huh. I bet they're frosted like his hair.
Probably.
I would say it would be like a small dog, like a toy poodle or a pug. That would be Seacrest, just tiny little thing. And really, you could almost take Seacrest out and carry one of those plastic bags in your hand. And just clean up after him.
Would it be great if they put a collar on him and took him out? Made Ryan Seacrest go to the bathroom like a dog outside.
That would be if we were producing the show.
You know who would be really good for that competition? What's the name of that girl who won last year, Jordan Sparks?
Oh, yes.
I think regular and huge.
I'm telling you.
No odor than a hot biscuit.
Right.
If they take some of our advice.
It would be large, but perfect.
Uh-huh. Exactly.
Maybe to have some pills ready for the contestants that are ready to go over the edge. Also, let's maybe turn this into a little scatological event among the contestants.
I think it'd be wonderful. You know, hey, scatological can help almost any television show.
And either way, Ruben holds his crown.
Ruben Studdard, still champion, and the curly-haired white boy from last year.
Well, it's Corn Tuesday on American Idol, and tonight all of our contestants will be eating corn. We'll have the big results show tomorrow night.
Yeah. We'll see how Mandisa does this week.
Our anal results show.
Very good. Oh, if we ran American Idol.
And hey, he might surprise you. Let's welcome Taylor Hicks. NBA All-Star game over the weekend where they had the celebrity game. Did I mention this already?
Did he play?
Taylor Hicks was so out of place.
Really?
Yeah. Looked like Abraham Lincoln out there in a basketball uniform.
Has he got a beard now? Does he have a beard?
Who knows? He's got. I couldn't tell. It was just he was the obvious old white slow guy.
Probably not many offers coming his way. He was lucky to get the gig.
Nobody wanted to pass the ball to him. Nobody wanted him to shoot. And then when he shot. Shot like a girl, for goodness sakes. It was funny. Taylor Hicks. And we, my God, we should
look
break.
At the time.
Look at that.
Yeah, we spent a lot of time. You know, you could go 3 hours in a row when you're talking about a scatological American Idol.
What do we do for you? And that's the name, Mike. Scatological American Idol.
Right.
Perfect.
American Idol, scatological Idol.
Got to dumb it down. Scatological's not going to work.
Scat Idol.
Scat Idol.
Ameriscat. Just how about just Scat Idol?
This is American Doodle. Now, doodle is confused with what you write on a paper.
Right.
This is American
S word.
Perfect.
How about that? Did it like that?
No, how about this is American BM? It's always the letters that have worked for us.
Bow, 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 bow.
Imagine when they go into the stadiums when they're doing the preliminary. Yeah. Wow.
It would be totally different. It would be like going to the Daytona 500.
Everybody shows up with a foil package.
Oh. Yes. All the big, huge,
on a hot
fat
day.
Guys. It's like a chili cook-off. That's what it's really like.
Yo, dog, how you feeling?
Yeah.
You know, I smelled your fart from over here. It's just all right for me.
And then Simon would look at the contestant and say, off you go.
A little bitchy.
And they'd have to go off into the bushes.
Off you go.
Like animals.
Exactly.
Like dogs.
And we'd have a long shot with the camera.
Oh, there you go, everybody. There's 1 hour of commercial-free rock. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.